possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Weekend kickoff rolling on. We do have two preseason games in action this evening. Right now, Carolina Panthers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also on the line with us right now, we've got a special teams coaching legend and Bobby April joining us. So happy to hear from you, Coach. Thank you so much for the time. Welcome in.
Thank you, Steve. And how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Coach. Great to talk to you. On my way back from Mississippi, so we got to catch up a little bit. Before we get into the special team stuff, we had Coach O on a couple days ago, and he's seriously thinking about coming back if the right situation is there. That happened to you, too. You walked away for a little while and then came back. And so the itch, I could tell him, Parcells said it best, coaching is like a narcotic. You can never really get it out of your system, but I knew eventually, somehow, some way, Coach O would be back in coaching. I think he will pretty soon.
Well, I talked to him this morning, and he had told me a while back that he was going to get in, and I'm really happy about it. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the game because the guy is a phenomenal coach and great for football, great for the game, and I'm just happy a second. Somebody's going to be very lucky to get him in their program and work with their players.
Coach, one of the things we talked about, and I think it's the biggest change in the game, college and pro football, is, okay, for a punter at one time, just get it inside the 20. That was good. Now, they want you to get it inside the 5. But the thing about field goals is unbelievable when you think of the numbers. Back in 2014, 50 yards or more, there were 34 field goals made in 2014 of 50 yards or more. Last year, 234.
That's
and
amazing.
20 of them,
I didn't know that stat, yeah.
20 of them over 60 yards. Coach, kind of explain to everybody, how did that happen so quickly in this game? We had some strong leg kickers before, and we didn't see what we're seeing today at both the pro level and the collegiate level.
Well, you know, that's an amazing statistic. I would think you'd have to look at things from a historical standpoint for the most part. You know, we grew up in an era where the two guys that are in the Hall of Fame, Jan Stenerud and Morten Andersen, you know, as they came up as kickers, I mean, they were good kickers, but I looked this up because I knew you wanted to talk about the kicking game. Jan Stenerud, I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. He had a 66% field goal career, and Morton had a 79. Nowadays, I mean, the last couple of years, almost the whole league's over 80%, and a third of the league's over 90%. So, you know, these guys have definitely gotten better, but what you're kind of asking is, you know, why they've gotten stronger, I think, right? I mean, you're wondering, how in the heck has this thing been backed up so far where they're such a weapon from way out? And I think, you know, when you were growing up and you grew up in Raceland, there wasn't a whole lot of people playing soccer in those days, right? And you're a young man. And you're a young man. So the thing about it, I mean, in the old days when we come up, we got it stuck in our head from birth, so it's in our DNA about the kicking game. I mean, a lot of the guys, as we were kids coming up, you know, they all played a different position. Paul Horning, Frank Gifford. I might be aging myself a little bit on some of those names, but, you know, George Blanda, those guys, they all played a regular position. And I think over time, the specialist mentality, how important that phase was to a football team, I think the trajectory really changed when I don't remember the years it was. I think it was in the 80s when Pete Gogolak came over from he might have been an American kicker. I think he was at Princeton or something. But he was a soccer-style kicker. And that kind of changed the trajectory of things. They could kick it further. They could do – now, Tom Dempsey proved that wrong. But, you know, that kind of changed the game. And I think – so many things. I mean, I could talk forever. You guys would never get a word in, but there's so many things that have happened, I think, since the 80s and 90s to kind of accelerate the climb to where now it's off the charts. I mean, there's a lot of factors. We can talk about them, but I want to get your questions in on what, you know, you guys want to talk about for your show. And by the way, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor. And makes a guy from Chalmette feel very fortunate to be on.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about a 70-yard field goal? Cam Little did it. I watched him at Arkansas, and there were people there at Arkansas that said, in practice. He was kicking 72, 74-yard field goals, and he was accurate with it. Okay, it was a preseason game, and so it's not in the books. But to you right. to kick a 70-yard field goal, and listen, that's not going to happen everywhere. It's got to be the right situation for you to get in there to kick a 70-yard field goal. But that, to me, Coach, that's unbelievable that you could have that accuracy. And if you watch the kick, he actually cleared it about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, it's almost comparable to Jim Ryan's breaking the 4-minute mile. You know, you look at it and go, that's impossible. You know, it went. People thought about the 4-minute mile at that time, the human body couldn't do it. You know, it was impossible. And I kind of think that way, even right now, about 70 yarders. And I've never seen a guy kick a 70 yarder. I guess I've been out of the league too long, but that is unbelievable. I would love to know, his pedigree of how he come up and, you know, Mike and Steve, the thing that these guys have that the kickers, as we grew up following football, what they have and what they've had the last decade, you know, coming in from high school and everything else. I was joking about seeing people play soccer in Raceland when you were coming up, but I bet they got a lot of kids playing soccer now. In
they
the
do.
Boosters.
Yes, they
and
do.
They, when you
it's
were coming
a big
up,
thing.
Right?
No, when I was coming up, you know how I saw soccer on TV with Pele.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was none of that being played in the area and, you know, in South Louisiana. Nowhere. Anywhere.
Nowhere. Ever. So, you know, now these kids, I mean, I got a 4-year-old playing soccer. I would think, you know, between the strength training, you know, and then they come up and they're kind of, you know, they can kind of tell when they're prodigies, you know, so when they're 11 or 12 years old and they're great kicking the ball in soccer, you know, they start going to camps and they got camps all over the country. And some people like Kicking World and Cole's Kicking, and I mean, they are multi city kicking camps, you know, 50, 40 in different cities, so just that one place. And so I would think the guys that can kick like that have had, you know, first of all, I mean, they're prodigies, you know, as kids. And the people somewhere along the line get them refined a little bit more. And then not just youth soccer, but they didn't have any soccer, I don't think, in high schools. I mean, I don't know about it because I don't know about soccer. I'm just saying I know all the guys that come to you now, at least when I was coaching, they all come up in soccer. You know, they all started in soccer. There's not many guys that played, you know, a tight end at South Lafourche, and then he went to Nickel State, and then he wanted to start kicking, you know, no matter how strong his leg was. That didn't, you know, that's not going to happen. So they come up with a lot of, you know, a lot of advantages. I think other advantages that I can give you a story of a couple of guys. I remember Gary Anderson, Mike Webster, the great, you know, the great Mike Webster, who kind of his concussions and everything led to all the serious brain medical stuff that we have today. I remember Gary Anderson, when I first went to the Steelers, he told me, he said, when I had Mike Webster, he would tell, I had to get after practice, Mike would say, I'm going to give you 5 snaps. That's it. I'm going in. That was his snapper. That was his snapper for 3 or 4 years in Pittsburgh, you know? And at one time, another Anderson, Norm Anderson, he told me, you know, Jim Zorn, when he first got in the league, was his holder. And Jim Zorn, he said about half the time, he said he was a great guy, but about half the time, while the ball was coming back and he was holding for the field goal, Jim would be cussing and fussing and fuming because they didn't convert the third down. You know, a guy dropped the ball, you know, guy ran a wrong route, guy didn't make a block, he got sacked. And he was ticked off about what happened on third down. And he's griping about it as the play's happening and Norm's kicking a field goal. In today's world, you know, which was smart by special teams coaches, they had the punters who were specialists be the holders. The snappers, that's a position on the roster. You know, you're not taking – I think the last guy that really he was a great player, he's in Hall of Fame, is Bruce Matthews. He's the last guy I know, and he played – you know, he's been in Hall of Fame a long time. He played in through the, I guess, late 90s maybe. He played guard, and he snapped. But he was a rare bird, you know. I mean, he was a rare bird. He was 2- or 3-time All-American at SC, Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame. But you don't get those guys anymore because the snappers, the holders, and the kickers need to work so much during practice. And in those days, they didn't get to do it, you know. And I think it's all kind of – because it keeps improving all the time. But like you said, now it's off the charts. I mean, it's crazy good now. I think the league averages, you know, like I said, Martin Anderson and Stenerud are in the Hall of Fame, and the league averages well over what, you know, those guys did. And they were great. You know, they were great. So it's improving. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's improving.
Bobby, one of the things, too, is don't you think head coaches and general managers spend a little bit more time on special teams now than they ever have before? Because I think at one time that was not the case. And I think this is recent now. They had coaches kind of – special teams was almost a throwaway situation. They always had coaches that emphasized special teams. I remember Dick Vermeil did a lot of it because Dick was a former special teams coach with the Rams under George Allen. But I think part of this evolving of the kicking game has to do with, I think, general managers and head coaches having a better idea of how that can help you win a game or win games.
Yeah. And I think there's been a couple of things in there where I think Vermeil, well, George Allen, I think, was the real pioneer where he emphasized it so much, you know, and everything I know. I was around Coach Allen when he was at Long Beach State. Believe it or not, after his pro career, he coached at Long Beach State, and I was at USC at the time, so they were right down the street, really. And I got to visit him a lot, and he was a unique guy, but he really emphasized it. And, you know, Marv Levy and Dick Vermeil were two of the first special teams coaches ever in the NFL. They used to have a position coach, like when Jerry Glanville was a position coach, he coached the secondary and the special teams. And Vermeil and Marv Levy. And Marv Levy just made 100 years old.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that something?
That is unbelievable. And he looks good for his 100 years old. My God.
Yeah. And, boy, he's a health-conscious guy. So everybody out there start eating a little bit better. But anyway, I think those guys really changed the landscape. And then I think the success that Bill Belichick, you know, Bill Belichick was a special teams coach, too. He got, you know, he really made his bones as a defensive coordinator.
Definitely appreciate the time, Bobby. April, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL. Great insights. We appreciate your stories.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.